Texas Empire by Matt Braun. Read by William DeFries. A rainbow of colors rippled off the water from a warm July sun. Jordan reined his horse across the river in the early afternoon and rode toward town. His gaze was fixed, the look of a man troubled by time and events. He wondered if he would still own the ranch at sundown. Pueblo was situated in the southern foothills of the Rockies. The surrounding countryside was arid, despite the proximity of the Arkansas River to the town. Eastward lay a vista of broken plains, and to the west, towering summits were still capped with snow. The mountains marched northward like an unbroken column of sentinels. By 1874, as the railway center for southern Colorado, Pueblo had at last achieved its place on the map. The road into town crossed the Denver and Rio Grande tracks, which extended some 90 miles northward to Denver. Directly past the tracks, Pueblo's main thoroughfare was clogged with wagons and buggies, and the boardwalks were crowded with shoppers. The street was jammed with shops and stores, and a block away the new courthouse was in the final stages of construction. The arrival of the railroad had transformed a once isolated outpost into a bustling little metropolis. As he rode